Today we celebrate Holy Thursday, evening mass of the Lord's Supper. And in this celebration, we celebrate three principal mysteries. Number one, Jesus gives us a new commandment to love. Number two, the second mystery, the institution of the Eucharist. Number three, the institution of the priesthood. These are the three mysteries we celebrate today. In the Gospel acclamation today, Jesus tells us that we are to love one another as He has loved us. We have to love one another as He has loved us. And the Gospel today tells us what that love is. We have to love one another with the perfect love of Jesus. We have to love one another with the perfect love of Jesus, the love that you see on Jesus' cross, the perfect love of Jesus. The Gospel today tells us that when they were at supper, Jesus took off His outer garment, wrapped a towel around His waist, and He started washing the disciples' feet. Jesus was the Master and Lord, but He was washing the disciples' feet. He became servant and slave of His disciples. But that is not all. More importantly, in the dialogue with St. Peter, it becomes very clear. Jesus does not only wash our feet as servant, but Jesus also washes our sins away as Savior. He will wash away our sins with the waters of baptism. And this He can only do, and this He did through His suffering, death, and resurrection, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Only then can He wash away our sins with the waters of baptism, the waters of the Holy Spirit. And besides washing away our sins with the waters of baptism, He washed away our sins every Sunday with the blood of the Eucharist, with the blood of the Holy Eucharist. Every Sunday, He washes away our sins with the blood of the Eucharist, the blood of His cross. That's why we have to come to Mass every Sunday. Jesus does not only love and serve, as I always say, He also suffers and sacrifices, because He came to sanctify and save the world. Jesus is not only the servant who serves, but He is the suffering servant of God. He came not only to love and serve, but to suffer and sacrifice and to sanctify and save the world. And in the Gospel today, Jesus tells us, you do the same. You do the same. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another with My perfect love. Impossible. Impossible. We cannot even love ourselves. Impossible. And Jesus knows that. Jesus knows that. That is why in the second reading, He instituted the Eucharist. Instituted Eucharist to make present, real, and effective His suffering, death, and resurrection, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the power of His Holy Spirit, in the power of God the Holy Spirit, we can do what Jesus asked us to do. We can love one another as He has loved us. We can love one another with the perfect love of Jesus. We can serve and love one another, suffer and sacrifice one another, and sanctify and save one another. Exactly what Jesus did and what Jesus asked us to do. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. We can do it. And that's why the night before He died, He instituted the Eucharist for us. To make present, real, and effective His death and resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because He wants to give us the Holy Spirit. And that is why tonight, when we celebrate the Eucharist, we do exactly what Jesus did in the second reading when he instituted the Eucharist. We do four things because Jesus did four things. Number one, he took. Number two, he thanked. Number three, he break. Number four, he gave. In this Eucharist, and in every Sunday, we do that four actions. Take, offer tray. Thank, Eucharistic prayer. Break, the priest breaks the bread. Give, Holy Communion. Holy Communion. Give, Holy Communion. And in this four actions, we make present, real, and effective his death and resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do what Jesus did and what Jesus asked us to do. Jesus did it and he gives us the Holy Spirit. You can do it and I can do it. And very important also, tonight, since the second reading tells us of the institution of the Holy Eucharist, we have to keep something in mind. The Eucharist can save you. That's why the second reading ended with these words of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are proclaiming the death of the Lord until he comes. What does that mean? It means this. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are proclaiming the saving death of the Lord. God died, Jesus died to save us. We are proclaiming the saving death of the Lord until he comes again, when all will be saved. In other words, the Eucharist, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit can save the world, can save you and save the world. That's why it's so important you come to Mass every Sunday after baptism. I'm so sad that some people, after baptism, they don't come to Mass anymore. If after baptism you don't come to Mass anymore, you die. Die an eternal death. But we come to Mass, as I said just now, to continue to receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. He washed away our sins in baptism with the water of baptism, water of Holy Spirit. In the Mass, he washed our sins away, our sins, with his blood, the blood of the Holy Spirit. And as I said just now, very important to pay attention to the last sentence of the second reading in the institution of the Eucharist. When we eat this bread and drink this blood, we are proclaiming the saving death of the Lord until he comes again, when all will be saved. The Mass can save you and the Mass can save the whole world. That's why it's so important for Catholics to come to Mass every Sunday. Those who don't come to Mass every Sunday, they die an eternal death and a spiritual death. That's why they say in the old days, you commit mortal sin. You commit mortal sin. So now, we will do what Jesus did in the Gospel. That is, wash one another's feet. But we will do it in the liturgy. So our Deacon Dufferin will wash your feet. We'll do it in the liturgy. And as I say, the washing of feet is symbolic of Jesus washing away our sins with the waters of baptism, the waters of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came from his death and resurrection. And in the Eucharist, every Sunday, he continues to wash away our sins with the blood of the Eucharist. Very important, very important. The third mystery. We have already spoken about the first mystery, love one another as I love you. Second mystery, institution of Eucharist. Third mystery, institution of the priesthood. Because without priests, we cannot celebrate the Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, we cannot make present, real, and effective the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So we need priests to celebrate the Eucharist. We need the Eucharist to make present real and effective the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Only in the power of the Holy Spirit can we love and serve, suffer and sacrifice, and sanctify and save the world. And that's why we have to pray for more vocation to the priesthood. And that's why tonight I give thanks to God, because Sandakan Diocese is very blessed with many future priests. You all know by now already, our Deacon Dufferin will be ordained priest on the 5th of June, Wednesday, in Sandakan, 4 p.m. And you also know, next month, our seminary Stephen will come back, completed his study, and if God willing, he will be ordained this year as deacon, or even, if God willing, as a priest. And following that, you know, the seminarian Arthur and Andy, this year, they are finishing their studies. And you also know, Brother Raymond, he was here before. Next year will be his last year of studies. So in 2 years' time, we'll have many, many priests. We need many, many priests to celebrate the Eucharist, to make present real and effective the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Only then can we do what Jesus did, to love and serve, to suffer, sacrifice, and to sanctify and save the world. This is very important. So continue to pray for more vocations. And don't forget, tonight, Holy Thursday, an evening Mass of the Lord's Supper begins Good Friday, as I said. And evening of Good Friday begins Holy Saturday. Evening of Holy Saturday begins Easter Sunday. And these three, Christ's death, burial, resurrection, are one. So tonight, after this Mass, the priest will not say, go in the peace of Christ. No, don't go, not finish yet. You have to come back for Good Friday. After Good Friday, the priest also will never say, go in the peace of Christ. No, don't go. You have to come back Saturday evening for the Easter Vigil. Only after the Easter Vigil, then the priest will say, go in the peace of Christ, alleluia, alleluia. Then the three is one celebration, becomes complete. So, I wish you a happy and a blessed Triduum. Amen.